Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I treat you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I see my first murder in the hall. If you must know, I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. You already know from a street perspective. I got my co-host in the house, Juelz the G, T-Row, and I'm your host, L Boogie. What the deal, T-Row? How you doing on this fine evening?
You know what it is, Pimpin. It's a Monday. Excited about, you know, what went on over the weekend. So, you know what it is. Let's get it to working.
It's Mad Monday. We got a lot on the marquee. Controversy in the UFC. It even got to Vegas, bro. UFC even got to Vegas. Talk a little NCAA football, little NFL recap, and the NBA. But let's start off first with the UFC controversy. Mr. Chef, you better call in and talk about this controversy. Because the champ, George St. Pierre, retained his belt against Jonathan Hendricks. But the streets talk. If you look at both guys when they left the octagon, as they call it, man, GSP didn't look too hot. But he won. He retained his belt. You want to know why? Because you got to knock out the champion. Remember when Felix Trinidad and Oscar De La Hoya was fighting?
De La Hoya thought that he won the fight. He started running. You know, in Vegas, you have to be the champion. That's just how it goes. Do I agree? I don't know. Because you know when you're in the streets and you get into a fight and one guy might look a little hurt than the other one, and you say, well, wow, who won the fight? You say the one whose face is lumped up, you say, man, well, he won. But how? You can't go on appearances. Except when you're talking about Floyd and the money team. But, Ro, what's your perspective on that real quick before we move on to the NFL, man?
What I do know is that that boy Dana White was mad. He showed his ass in the post-fight conference, man. He was not happy at all with the judges. And what I have to disagree with Dana White on is that the part where he said, you know, the guy that had the most damage, you know, shouldn't have won the fight. You know, from where he come from, you know, whoever gets the most damage, whoever gets the most punishment, and look, you know, had that look on their face, it should be unanimous. But I'm like you. You know, we come from a long line, man. We done seen this. We done saw many, 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 many championship fights. And we all know that you have to really beat down the champ if you want that belt. You just can't go out there and, of course, make him look ugly. I mean, yeah, that helps, but you went out there slacking Johnny Hendricks. I agree with what Johnny Hendricks said in the post-fight conference himself. He said, when we get this fight back on, don't worry about it. I won't leave it into the hands of the judges. I will take care of the fight myself. He knew. We all know who won the fight. We know you won the fight, Johnny Hendricks. But you didn't finish the fight. In order to become a champion, you gotta be able to know how to finish at the end. Not take a break and run around and dodge. Nah, man, you gotta finish just like you came in. And so what we've been taught in this boxing game is never leave it in the hands of the judges. Ever. You take advantage of every opportunity you can. And I don't care what it takes for whatever you have to do, you get it done. And Johnny Hendricks, you did a lot, but you didn't do enough. And that's why GSP retains his title. Yeah, your left hook is awesome, Johnny Hendricks. I'm talking about awesome, baby. And you was dinging this guy with that left and that right had GSP wobbly, but you didn't finish. In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. You didn't do that, son. So, good luck to you on the next one.
You remember what Ric Flair said at wrestling? You gotta walk the walk. Woo! To beat a man, you gotta beat the man. If you guys don't know, ain't hip to wrestling in the streets, come on now. You know you got to remember Ric Flair and the Four Horsemen, Magnum T.I., Dusty Rhodes. I can go on, man. Let me stop talking about that. Anyway, let's get to this NFL. Bro, I got some things going on, but I'm going to hit on some key games that happened yesterday. And I just want you to let me know what you feel about them. You know, let's start off first with the primetime game. Denver handled their business at home. They gave Kansas City their first loss. Let me ask you this question about Kansas City. Are you doubting the Chiefs now after that loss?
Nope. And the reason why I'm going to say that is because their defense can still hold strong. They held Peyton Manning to 27 points. Peyton Manning has scored 30 every game this season. So I'm just going to say that the defense, not saying that they didn't play a good, solid defensive game, but they didn't score. And these guys are averaging, you know, the defense scoring two touchdowns a game. So if you would add the two touchdowns that the defense normally scored, that's a win. And they didn't get it done in Denver. They left it in the hands of Alex Smith. We all know Alex Smith is not a threat. And when you put it in the hands of Alex Smith to do something special, you're rarely going to get games that are going to go his way. Come on now, we was playing the Denver Broncos, the second best team in the league. Just now the best team in the league now that the records are even. So we all knew this was going to happen. But I tell you this, I believe in Kansas City, and I believe Kansas City will win when they go back home in a couple of weeks. So that just goes to show how I feel about Kansas City. So, you know, I just knew Peyton Manning was going to be ready. And not only did the defense not score or get a turnover, they didn't even sack or touch Mr. Peyton Manning. So that's all I got to say.
Well, you know how defenses come in with a scheme? Peyton Manning came in with a scheme. You see how fast he got that ball out of his hand? Most of his snaps when throwing the ball were from shotgun. They were not from up under center, and he got the ball out early, 2 seconds, 3 seconds at max. He did not go downfield a lot at all, if I recall. So I really have to give credit to the Denver Broncos for making adjustments with their injuries and how their line is holding up. Like we said about Alex Smith, not an explosive quarterback. They dink and dunk, and they rely on their defense to make plays. Couldn't do it last night, but they'll go in the film room. They have film now in Denver against themselves, and they'll get it back together. The other big game that I was, you know, looking at, the 49ers winning in New Orleans, made it a game, but lost by three. Two things. Number one, bro, are you concerned with Kaepernick's struggles at this time? And number two, the hit that Drew Brees took from Mr. Brooks yesterday, what do you feel about that hit? It was very controversial in how Drew Brees got on the podium talking about, you know, when I hit the ground that hard, I look back, I knew it should have been a penalty. Are you kidding me? Drew Brees, did you not get the memo? This is football.
That was a sucker move, L Boogie. And the reason why I'm going to call Drew Brees out right now is for the simple fact that Drew Brees, you've been playing football since you was about 9, 10 years old, player. That number on your jersey. And for you to have the audacity to say that was a hit that deserved a penalty, man, please. The league is getting soft, L Boogie. And what happened last night when I was watching the game and I saw the hit, I was like, whoa, yeah, that's a penalty. I agree with you. But after seeing all the highlights and from the different angles, L Boogie, you know and I know that was the perfect hit on how to hit a quarterback when you are coming off the end. Now, if Ahmad Brooks get fined for putting that hit on Drew Brees the way he put that hit on Drew Brees, I'm not going to be happy at all. And what I heard tonight on Monday Night Countdown, I heard my guy Ray Lewis, the Baltimore legend, who he actually said, man, if this guy Ahmad Brooks is fined, I'm going to pay half of that fine for that guy. Now, that's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. That was the most perfect hit that he could have got on Drew Brees at that time, at that moment. If you really look at it from how they slowed it down, Ahmad Brooks took – you could tell that he was thinking so hard and so quick on what should I do and how should I come and hit Drew Brees, and he was like 2 feet from him. And for him to make that extraordinary hit like that, that was the most perfect hit, dog, on a quarterback. And Drew Brees, you should be ashamed of yourself. You trying to get this guy fined. He don't deserve a fine. He hit you just right. The only part I wouldn't agree with is how he pulled you down by your neck like you was a little baby calf. I wouldn't agree with that, but hey, he tried to hold you up by your head. Street! You know what I'm saying? So stop with it, Drew Brees. You making the league soft. You ain't Tom Brady, homie. You close, but you don't have three rings. You only got one. So don't be like that, Drew Brees. Come on now. Amari Brooks don't get fined.
I hate to say it, but he's going to get fined. So he better look for his check to be a little short today. Excuse me. Yeah.
Nah,
on his
tomorrow.
Next game
they
check,
get
it will
tomorrow.
Be defined. Yeah.
It's on Tuesday. They'll get it in the morning. But it's Colin Kaepernick. Am I worried about Colin? I'm not worried about Colin Kaepernick, L Boogie, for the simple fact that he has a team. Yeah, the 49ers are having some difficulties back there on defense. And, yeah, Colin Kaepernick is not producing like we really want him to. But they are okay. They are all right. They're going to make the playoffs with the record that they have. I don't see them slipping too far, you know. But Seattle is going to win that division, you know what I mean? And it's just they mess around and win the conference. So that's going to help. That's going to help the 49ers as far as, you know, what Seattle does. But, you know, the 49ers are okay. They're going to be all right. They're getting some more people off the sideline. You know, Crabtree should be coming in the next couple of weeks. They just got Manningham back last week. So, you know, they still fit some guys in, but they need to get back to that run game, man. Frank Gore is a beast. For whatever reason they want to go away from Frank Gore, it drives me nuts. But they need to get back to the running game, a.k.a. Washington Redskins, and they need to get it going, man. They're going to get these guys back, and it's going to be time to, you know, Kaepernick going to have to find rhythm with these guys before the big show starts, because we all know, once December starts, it's one and done, homie.
You already know. I'm going to take your line. Already. But let me tell you something. People scream about, you know, Jimmy Harbaugh is a good coach and all that. I think he's overcoaching. I think my man is bored back there. I think that he's taking a back seat and he's being trying to be a traditional quarterback. Let him do the run option. What you saving it for? He knows how to get down. You see how he runs the ball and how he gets down. He's not taking hits like that. Let the kid play. It's not looking too good. Let's go to the NFC East battle between the Giants and the Redskins. Excuse me. Philadelphia Eagles, their first home win against RG3. Now, it was 3rd and 1. And RG3 scrambles and throws the ball like a wounded duck, and it's picked off. Right now, I just heard a press conference and from my people in the streets. You know, bro, I got guys who play on the Redskins team. Friends of mine. I'm not going to say their name. Okay? But they play on the team and they're leaders. So I have an insight from what I'm hearing, which is nonsense. And if you hear in post game conferences, RG3 always places blame on somebody else. He places blame on the coaches. He never says I, because we know in NFL either the quarterback gets all the praise for winning or the quarterback gets all the blame for losing. Let's keep it real. So are you concerned, or what do you think about RG3 placing the blame on the coaches, man? Talk to me.
Well, we should have known that this was coming anyway, L Boogie, because we've been seeing this guy trying to put everything on him, all the limelight on him, even before the preseason started. This guy has been the talk of the town since he got from up under the table with Dr. Andrews. And it's just crazy how one guy can try to manage to get all the attention, but yet when you start failing, you want to place the blame on somebody else. Come on, RG3. This is the National Football League. This is the big show, buddy. All that what you did last year and flipping the switch don't look like you're going to do it this year. You still playing hurt, player. It's your fault. Like L Boogie say, quarterback, you get all the praise when you win. Quarterback, you get all the blame for when you lose. And believe me, third one and throwing the ball up the way you threw it up, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. You lost the game. You had no reason to throw the ball like that whatsoever. That didn't make sense at all, RG3. And big ups to Philly. Big ups to the Eagles. Eagles, you're just in the same boat as the Dallas Cowboys. You control your own destiny. So I hope that it, and we all knew this was going to happen in the NFC East, L Boogie. We knew that it was going to come down to the last game, last week, between two teams. And now we see, we're really seeing who those two teams are going to be. Even though I must give a shout-out to the New York Giants for winning their fourth straight. Wow. Well, right when you want to call the NFC the least, look at them. They doing the most. They're trying to get back into the show. It might be something dirty going down at this, boy, week 14, 15, and 16 in that conference. We knew it was coming, but, boy, how is it playing out so far? Gotta love it, L Boogie.
Oh, you gotta love it. It's something that I'm really not understanding, but I'm getting to understand because let's just think of this. You look at a team that you thought was, you know, going to take it over the top, and then they take two bad losses, or they take a loss. You look at a team like Pittsburgh. You thought they were, you know.
Done.
They're still breathing. They're 4-6 with teams in the wild card that are 5-5, one game out of the wild card.
Told you the Steelers gonna come back, boy.
Wow.
Hey yo.
Man. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. When we come back, we're going to talk some more NFL. And we're going to talk some NCAA. What you think will happen over the weekend? Man, it's your boy 2L's the G, T Roe, L Boogie. Let's go.
My resurrection. Let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy game, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'll kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me,
come
no
on, Sean.
Let's ride, don't stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby. Oh, and I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby. Like this, let's rock.
Up with B.I.G. Round with your man squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' for the haters. Hey, damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady, that's cool. This is my, oh.
Can you hear me now? The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy L Boogie along with Teach Row and Jewels the G. If you just joined us, we talked about UFC, the controversy decision with George St. Pierre winning, the champion retaining his belt against Jonathan Hendricks. We talked about the NFL. And when you call in, just give us your take on what you think was a hot topic in the NFL. You know what I mean? But, you know, before we continue, man, shout out, man. My girl, Darissa Line, out there in the Long Beach, LBC. I see you, babe. Ocean, I see you. My girl, Melissa, I see you out there, Buckeye. I had to tell a lot of girlfriends, bro. But, yo, we in Arizona, and, you know, some of the street talk was, how your boy, man? Mr. Babbitt from the Jaguars pulled some dreads from the running back, Mr. Ellington. What you think about that? Is guys going to start putting that a tie under their, you know, because as of right now, remember, braids are part of, you know, the uniform. Them dreads are part of the uniform. You know my word for them. Anybody with dreads, no offense, you know, I got a name for you, a.k.a. Mop Top. Would you have a problem, Ro, if you had dreads, they were hanging out and somebody tackled you by him? You can't be mad, can you?
Nope. It's part of the game. Yeah, you want to have dreads? Go ahead. I'm going to pull you by your dreads. If I can't pull your dreads, then guess what? I'm going to pull it. That's why they got gloves. And I wish they still had that spray or stick them they could put on the glove. Just grab as much as you can. You want all that hair in the back? Go ahead. I can't even see the last names. It's so much hair on the back of somebody's shoulder. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. You better start going all natural instead of having this stuff weaved in your head because the old boy had a handful of hair. And I don't know. I mean, I ain't seen no blood nowhere on the field, so it couldn't have been old boy real hair. So quit getting these extensions.
He said he'll weave it back in.
Yeah, weave it where? You gonna stitch your scalp back together, man? Come on, man. Yeah, that's too much, man. These guys are going overboard. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind a guy if he got natural hair and he need, you know, just a little extension to help that hair grow a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So he can hang. But man, sometimes that's just too much. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, that's what you get. If that's how you want to rock it, go ahead. I'm going to pull you by it, too. I'm going to use it by any means necessary.
So moving on, we had the Cincinnati Bengals putting a throbbing on the Cleveland Browns. We had Jimmy Schwartz, the coach from the Detroit Lions, make a vast decision, not taking the 3 points, and losing by four. Excuse me. Yes. No, losing by three, 30-27. And then
they lost by 10, didn't they? They lost 37-27.
Oh, yeah, 37-27. I'm sorry. And then you had the Buffalo Bills. They took Geno Smith to the backyard and beat his head in.
They didn't take it to the backyard. They took it right to the living room, put them over their knees, tap that hide, boy. Put your pants down, tap that hide, boy, right over my knee.
Man, you had the Giants winning their fourth in a row against my Packers. We NBG right now. We nothing but garbage without our quarterback. We are a mess. You hear me?
No quarterback, no defense. Woo-wee. And I thought the Cowboys were doing bad. Hey,
you got the defending world champions dropping to 4-6. You had Chicago Bears beating them in overtime. And the grumblings in Chicago is, should they keep McNown as quarterback even when Jay Cutler gets back healthy?
Nope.
Moving on. Then you have the Seattle Seahawks They run through Minnesota 41-20 at home with Percy Harvin coming back. Master P. He my NFL Master P. They just got a shot in the arm for Mr. Percy Harvin. And, bro, let me get your perspective. Was Johnson's tantrum justified? Mr. Johnson, if the world doesn't know, Mr. Andre Johnson, he's played 10 years in the league, all with the Houston Texans, very respected around the league. And with 50-something seconds to go, him and Matt Schaub gets into a verbal altercation on the sideline. He walks off. Game is still being played. Do you have a problem with that, T-Row? Talk to me.
No, I don't have no problem with that. Because Andre Johnson did the best thing. He was going to slap Matt Schaub ass in the face if he would have got any closer to him. Matt Schaub shouldn't have anything to say. Punk, you just got your – we don't even know if you're going to be starting next week just because you got a little playing time and was going to take your team down the field and think you was going to get a come-from-behind win against the Oakland Raiders. A team you should have beat anyway with Case Keenan. But you came up short. And so now Matt Schaub thinks he got big brass shoulders, got some big brass balls, and want to talk crazy to number 8-0? Are you stupid? He should have slapped him in his face when he got close to Matt Schaub. That's why Matt Schaub kept his helmet on. You know what I'm saying? Matt Schaub, you ain't... Boy, you lucky these guys. Boy, I got to keep the PG-13 around here, man. Got these young kids around here, man. You know what I'm saying? But Matt Schaub, look, man, you don't want them people showing back up at your front yard. This time it's going to be my people if you keep talking that crazy stuff to AJ, dog.
Keith, I think he was wrong. You don't walk off the field no time. You got to stay who you are. I know you snap, but you got to snap in the locker room. What are you doing?
Man, the hell with that. We just lost our eighth straight game.
And now
game,
you know.
And you won't be the – and you know, come on, we just lost eight straight games. You're going to throw the ball one on four, and then you're going to have the nerve to try to say something crazy to me when I walk to the sideline. Man, let me go in the locker room before I hurt you, dog. Because there ain't no be nobody to hold me back when I pop. So I don't want to black out just yet. Let me walk to the locker room, get a bucket of ice so I can calm down because I'm about to beat this boy head in.
You should have just waited till then to say all of that in your mind. You were supposed to eat it, whatever he said. You know why? Because let's just crucify him just like we did Randy Moss. When the Moss man did it, when the Moss man did it, and it was only like 3 seconds left,
he
walked off the field.
He ain't that bad.
How?
He ain't no Randy Moss, man. Randy Moss.
See, there we go. He did the same exact thing. He's a future Hall of Famer, supposedly.
And he already, at that time, he was already a Mark man. Come on, man. Andre Johnson ain't no Mark dude. The people love him. No matter where you go, what city you go to. Just like Larry Fitzgerald. If he done the same thing, I wouldn't trip. Larry, yeah, I know you tired of losing. So that's how I look at it. Andre, I know you tired of losing. Shit, I'd have walked out too. What we going to do? We ain't got no more timeouts. We can't get the ball back. I'm out of here. I'm going to give me an ice bath.
The Cardinals, they stay alive in the NFC. They beat the Jaguars 27-14. If that's not saying a lot, maybe Tampa Bay winning their second in a row is saying a lot. But against the pathetic Atlanta Falcons, is that saying a lot? Streets, man.
Yeah, that shit don't make sense at all.
So, and before we get off to NFL football, Monday night tonight, Ro, you pick them. You got Carolina going into New England. Who you got and why?
New England going to Carolina. And I got Carolina. I think Carolina going to do something big tonight.
I think Carolina going to do something big tonight, man. I think Cam Newton going to really show his ass because this is time. You know what I'm saying? He's finally getting a groove. He got his swag. He's smiling again. And, you know, he's really playing like the guy who he's versing tonight. Not in the sense of, you know, as far as completion percentages and touchdowns, things like that. But I'm just speaking on the knowledge of, you know, being ready for these type of games, having his team ready for these type of games. And I just think that the Carolina Panthers defense are going to make Tom Brady pitter-pat back there tonight and get the job done. So as long as Cam Newton can keep a smile on his face and continue to play like his counterpart, I believe we're gonna be all right. You know what I mean? I really can't say too much more other than that because New England's defense really ain't too sharp in the box. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going with Cam, man. I'm rocking with Cam this evening, man. So that's what I'm going with. Who you got?
We'll see. You know, after five games of adversity, we'll see if they're, you know, be the team that's, you know, down at home and maybe, you know, he throw a pick or two or maybe one and see if he can get his team back to a victory like how he did last week, you know. But hopefully he doesn't throw any picks. I'm going with Tom Brady. Until you beat the man, woo!
I'm going with that Rick Flair tonight.
Woo! I'm going to go, because many a times Tom Brady has walked that aisle and came away with that belt. And he's played against some great quarterbacks. And you think Tom Brady doesn't know it's Monday Night Football against Superman in his stadium? Against Cam? Oh, Cam. With Cam Newton at the helm? Oh, man, you know Tom Brady going to be ready. Going to be a heck of a game. I'm going with the Patriots. I'm going with the Patriots. So, before we get on to some more topics, Ro, we got anybody in the asylum? I hear the bars. I hear they threw a kite. Who you got coming in, man?
All right. We're going to jump to the asylum real quick. Check out the asylum and see who we got coming in. Let's go down to the chef, man. Check out the chef and see what the chef got to say. Yo, chef, you on the line with the streets, baby?
What's up? What's up? What's up, fellas?
Oh, man, you know what it is. Pimpin, how's the evening going?
Man, you know, man, I'm a little depressed, a little bit of tired, but, you know, small things to a giant. What's up with the streets, though?
Oh, man, you know what's going down, man, just on this Mad Monday. You know what I'm saying, big brother? Trying to get everything squared away. And, you know, just talking these sports, man. Had a hot weekend and had a couple of teams fall in the NCAA football. You know what I'm saying? And I just can't believe what I saw over the weekend with Stanford losing, with the U losing. I mean, it's just... This is getting crazy. Now we really knowing which teams really want to be there. You know what I'm saying? Controversy. So give me your upset of the week because I know we ain't going to even go to the NFL because I know you don't want to talk about your boys just yet. But go on and give me your hot games for the weekend. Because you know Auburn, and Auburn pulled one out of their ass. I don't know how they won that one.
No, listen, no, let's be honest. Man, you know what, though? You know what I want to speak on, though? Now, before we even talk about, like, man, Auburn, like, we're looking good offensively. You know, we got to get them boys, you know. But the thing is, when you're playing defense and it's a couple seconds left, the thing is not to back the ball up. You got to push it to the ground. What is wrong with Georgia defense? That was horrible. But my upset of the weekend in college, man, Stanford, for you to play that explosive last week against the number one ranked team, number two ranked team, arguably number one, and then you come off this week and lose to USC without Matt Borky? Without Matt Borky? Are you serious? Is you guys serious? Is the sports world or Stanford serious? I know they got young Barry Sanders. I want to do a report. I want me and Barry Sanders Jr. to have a talk, man, because I want to know how he's feeling. I want to know how he's feeling. Because, listen, for y'all to go in and pop Oregon last week and come back and choose the USC, that was horrible.
I'm going to tell you when I knew it was over for Stanford. I woke up late Saturday morning. It was about 10 minutes before college game day was going off, and I got to see Lee Corso select who he was going for. And when he put on that Trojan hat and grabbed that sword, I said, you know what, I'm going for USC today myself. You know what I'm saying? And, man, every time he picked USC, he ends up winning. So, Lee Corso, I appreciate it, homie. I need to send you a dinner coupon for that one.
Man, you know what else, though? Man, shout out to the boy L Boogie, man. His Duke boys. Nice pick. Nice pick, L.
Did it again.
I appreciate that, big dog.
Man, nice pick, man. Hey, listen, if I was in Vegas, man, I would have put that up everything I had, because every time you call games like that, I never second guess you.
The streets, baby.
Man, I don't know who you know. I don't know if you know. I don't know who you know. But long as you know somebody and you pick games like that, let's start making some millions off of it. Let's start hitting Vegas up. Let's start doing a sauce at the bodega. That's what I'm into.
I told you what I did. Off. I told a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend, and that's how I got my picks.
I like how you said that. I know you smell the money.
No question.
Hey, listen, man.
So,
hey, I don't mean to overtalk you, L Boogie, but you don't.
Go
I
ahead.
Because you ain't about to let me. You listen. You started off the show, not letting me off the hook. So I'm definitely not about to let you off the hook, man. You know. Hey, listen. A successful week for me now is Dallas losing, Green Bay losing, and Cleveland losing. You feel me? That is T-Row. T-Row think he in the cut, but he really ain't in the cut because it's a big game Sunday. You know, so you really ain't in the cut. You can smile now, but I guarantee Sunday you will be crying later. Man, you know, Cleveland
because it's a bye
yesterday.
Week. You smiling because it's a bye week?
Man, you know how. Man, listen. They got all that time off, and Tony Romo still will come out here, throw three interceptions, and freeze up in the last 2 minutes. We know what's going on, boy. You know the boys bums. Come on, man. Jerry Jones. Switch it, baby. I know you smell it. NBG. I know you smell it. You know? Hey, T-Ro, listen. You want to bag my boys, man, listen. Jerry Jones in a minute go ahead and go in that goose bag and bring Troy Aikman out of retirement. You know?
Hey man, slow you roll, man. Y'all, hey, don't worry about the boys. All right? Cause guess what? We 500 and we due for a victory. And
man,
we still gonna be two up on y'all. So
man, y'all
just worry about trying to bring the brown and orange to the show. You know, hey man, y'all ain't got no quarterback, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, man.
You know, y'all playing piano strokes with y'all quarterbacks. We solid. You know what I'm saying? We all right. Don't worry about. You know, Tony Romo is cool. We have trouble in November, but you know we all right. We look like we got promise. I don't know about y'all. Y'all
man,
might go back to weeding. Y'all going back to weed next week?
Man, listen. Hey, to be honest with you, I thought we was going back to Wheaton yesterday because I don't know how double play. It's like he was scared. It's like they didn't want to block for him. It's like they was out at Paul Brown's stadium.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Oh, guess what?
What's up?
That's the Campbell I know. That's the Jason Campbell I know.
Man, hey, L, man, we ain't on that, man. Hey, listen. It's cool. Every dog got his bone, man. And Cincinnati had ours yesterday. You know, we played back. The first 15 minutes, I was talking more trash than a little bit. I'm hollering. I done knocked over all the popcorn. popcorn. I just put cheese in it. I'm hollering.
And guess what I said?
What'd you say?
They're going to find a way to lose this game. Ask T-Row. We're sitting there watching the ticket. We have TVs and everything set up. So we're watching it. And I said, Ro, watch how they lose this 13-point lead. And I'd be doggone it. They gave it back up.
Man, to be honest, we supposed to have been up 21-0. It shouldn't have been no reason why we wasn't up 21-0. I'm looking at the Cleveland Browns like, who's making the calls, man? Hey, seriously, man. You know, hey, listen, my mother be so honest, man. I'm so sick of NFL, man. I'm so sick and tired of the NBA. I want the old NFL back. I want to see dancing in the end zone. I want to see incredible Haitians hits. I want real football back, man, because what I'm seeing, if you pitch a man wrong, it's going to cost you $100K. I'm, like, real, man. I'm to the point of which I'm really about to call it quits on sports, man. Boxing soft. NFL soft. NBA soft. You know, I'm sick of this, man. I'm about to start watching hockey or soccer or something. You know, man. You see that call, man? Listen, man, let's be honest, man. We talking about a big game yesterday.
You got immunity, bro.
Man. Hey. I always was taught, if you play the defensive end of the ball, man, you got to be tough mentally first. You got to be a man. What they doing, they treating these boys like girls, man. You can't do nothing. Because that call at the end of the Saints and 49ers game had me so salty. That man talking about he hit me so hard that I don't remember. Man, Drew Brees, you a certified beep. Just know that.
Right.
I'm going to keep a PG-13. But listen, you was a certified sucker. And if anybody from New Orleans believe in any racist suckers, you feel me? Come on, you just don't do that. Talking about he hit me so hard, I almost forgot what happened. Come on, man. He didn't even hit you hard.
And like I said earlier, Mr. Controversy, was that you could tell that Ahmad Brooks, with two steps from Drew Brees, he was thinking so hard, like, how should I hit him? Should I hit him this way? Should I hit him this way? He was thinking, and he almost pulled up. But at the end, he was like, nah, you know what? Yeah, I got this dude. And for him to make the tackle that he did, it was the most perfect tackle that he could have made coming from where he came from. If it was any other way, Drew Brees' career would have ended last night.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm with you. I don't think this guy should be fined at all or anything. That was a legit hit. And for Drew Brees just got the shock of his life. Yeah, you wasn't expecting that one, but that one was clean, baby.
All right, but I'm going to say this, man. I'm going to say this too, man. Colin Kaepernick, man, he's MBG too. I don't care how many games he won. His numbers don't show it. His defense will show it a little bit off, but his numbers is awful. He only had 127 yards yesterday. He didn't even have 130. You know?
Yes.
It's horrible, man.
And it's getting ugly in 49er land, too. You know, and I'm not going to even blame it, that penalty of that being the reason why the 49ers lost. The 49ers had plenty of time to put points on the board because they got the ball right back after that. The Saints didn't do anything on that next drive. They didn't do anything after that penalty. And so the 49ers had an opportunity. They didn't get it done. And the Saints went down and kicked the field goal. Come on, man. They can't. And that's what I don't understand either. They trying to blame that one call as the reason why they lost. That's not the reason why they lost. Drew Brees didn't fumble the ball. He just got sacked.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't know. You know, I'm like you, man. I'm not going to say that I'm losing faith in Colin Kaepernick, but good thing he has a good team around. They need to just start running the ball more, man.
Hey, yeah, and they got it. They got fast. Listen, they got power running backs and fast running backs. Like, they got enough tools to sit up here where any defensive down. Like, you got to come in with it. You got to strategize during the week. You know, they got to do what the Cowboys. You know, they in the same predicament. They don't strategize, you know. They don't strategize. I'm just being honest. You know, L Boogie, you know, first he gonna say
you being disrespectful. I'm saying, L Boogie, first he gonna say,
well, our quarterback not here, so we got a reason.
They were one injury away from being suckers, and look how they look now.
I'm not giving us a pass. It's the NFL, next man up. Our defense is supposed to be keeping us in the games. Are we supposed to be able to run the ball some play action? I mean, let's not get it twisted. I'm not giving my team a pass. We need to step up. GM, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
They won't win another game until 1-2 step back on the field.
Hey, can I ask y'all a question, man? Do y'all think this boy Nick Foles is for real?
Yeah.
He's consistent. Now.
Yeah.
Now he is. I mean, he's played a couple games now. No, he's not the prototypical quarterback that Chip Kelly wants, but he's running the system enough, and he has guys that are getting open. They're winning at the line of scrimmage. So with the scheme that he makes the defense think a lot, it's opening up little holes for Nick Foles to, you know, do his things. Let's not forget, Nick Foles is 6'6" with an arm.
Yes.
So, you know, he can't throw the ball. Yeah, so, you know, he runs, he's okay. So him coming downhill at you and running that rock, so he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. And think about Philly, it's not their offense, their defense is stepping up the last four games.
Yes. So, yeah. Oh my God! Listen, I know the streets are just talking NFL, college football, you know, race NASCAR going up all weekend, man. But did y'all see the North Carolina Tar Heels basketball team?
It's all bad.
Awful. 42 times at the free throw line, and you only make 16 free throws.
It's tough.
Is we at a middle school game, fellas? These are people who are in line as the next prospect in the NBA. And 16 free throws out of 42 is horrible. That's all needs to be said. It's horrible, it's disrespectful, and they don't belong in the NCAA. Yes, they might book me one-on-one because I got two left. Think about it is, you ain't about to beat the next man who got a left and a right one. Huh. Believe that.
Streets is talking. Oh,
man.
Before, I appreciate that. And before we let you go, I want to say this. Give everybody your information so where they can follow you at.
Oh, man. Chef_Sharon, man, Instagram with the two. Catch me, man, 717 Liberty Street, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man. Every Tuesday and Thursday, Techniques Restaurant. I'm there from 11 to 11. Catch me this Thursday, man. Rest in peace to Dominique Walker. I'm there all day Thursday, and I prepare every meal, every dessert, every cast, man. I'm there. Support my man Homecoming, man. Call me. I'm one step away, man. I'm in the streets.
Already. That's what I'm talking about. That's love right there.
And I'm going with New England, y'all. Don't get it twisted.
My man. There you have it. My man, the Chef Oomph. And one thing that I want to tell Mr. Chef is that I appreciate you going with the Pets tonight. We agreed on something. You know, Ro, me and the Chef usually don't agree except on my surprise picks. So, you know, but Andy's down there in Pittsburgh for the week, and you know they play the Browns this week. So wear your bulletproof vest. I see you on wear your bulletproof vest down there because they coming. Woo-wee. It's Rockets right now on the field. Steve Smith and Mr. Tlaib. They didn't got into a bug early. Bro, you know how those two guys are. They going at it. Steven took his helmet off, got the saw. It's ugly.
Yeah, it's going down.
But let's get to this NCAA football. One quick, you know, high couple things. Bro, what tricked you, you know, what stimulated you, your mind over the weekend with the NCAA football, man? You had a couple big games. And you know who I got to give my you big dummy to. I got to give it to the Georgia secondary.
Yeah.
I got to give my, you know, you big dummy, George, Fred Sanford style, to the secondary for Georgia Bulldogs football team. It's fourth down and 18. It doesn't matter if you pick it off. It don't matter. Knock the ball down. Yeah. Are you kidding me? But yeah, bro, what intrigued your mind over the, you know, weekend with this college football, man? Besides, you know, the knocks that we had, you know. But go ahead, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, it's just how, you know, coming down to the nitty gritty, and the teams that really want to be there, or the teams that's gonna be there. You know, it just goes to show again, the Pac-12 knocking themselves out of contention. The Big 12 is going to be next. Baylor up there, they doing all this and doing all that. But there's going to be a team to beat them, too. And they going to fall off, you know. So I'm just saying, we're going to see. We're going to see if Florida State can hold on and do the, you know, and do what they do. We got the matchup that we need, hopefully. Hopefully, Auburn and Alabama win these games that don't mean nothing. But coming up this week, both of the teams play some schools that have some pretty nice records, 9-1 and 8-2. And you know, hopefully, if Auburn can take care of business and Alabama can take care of business, it only leaves the last weekend before the conference championship starts to see what's gonna happen. Auburn can do the unthinkable in the Iron Bowl in 2 weeks. Ooh-wee. It's going to be something ugly. We're going to really see the numbers flickering, flopping, and flopping and flickering. We're going to see if Florida State can hold up, too. So it's going down. I can't wait. I can't wait.
And, man, if you want to call and get into the asylum, give us a call, 347-855-8896, or, you know, give us a shout out on the online if your phone go there, blogtalkradio.com/ The Streets Is Talking. And for the teams who lost over the weekend, and you know you don't have a chance for a BCS game, I'm sorry, I got to get this to you. For T-Row, Jewels the G, I'm L Boogie. When we come back, we're going to talk a little NBA. Couple of teams are stumbling out the blocks. What's going on here? So let us know what you think about the NBA. The Streets Is Talking Sports Talk Show, Mondays and Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Yo, Pook, I see you, baby. Man, get that Pook, man. @Amir_Crawford, man. She called on Instagram. The money team, I see you. Tell my niece I said what's up. And also, before we go to commercial, I want to give a shout-out, if you didn't know him, Lenny Bias. The Streets Is Talking today. Would have been his birthday, man. He would have been 50 years old. Shout out to my man Lenny B, man. Got drafted by Boston. If you didn't know, he probably would have been in that top 50 greatest. If you didn't know, Lenny Bias would have been 50 years old today. Shout out to Lenny, man. Man. Well, anyway, we have a technical difficulties in the studio. Let's move on.
NBA, Derrick Rose gave the Indiana Pacers their first hit. He looked it good the other night. Miami, 7-3. LeBron picking up pace. His backs look good now. San Antonio back to the old tricks as I thought they was getting old. They 9-1. Tony Parker putting the French, the, you know, bonjour. Bonjour, pussycat. Old Tony Parker. They doing their thing. And the old guys in Brooklyn, they ain't looking too hot, Raw. They ain't looking too hot. Brooklyn, if the playoffs, I mean, it's a long way to go. But they're not, they're looking old out there. Minnesota Timberwolves, looking good, surprisingly. You're 7-4 after 11 games. Usually it'd be the other way around, 4-7. And the East as usual. You got guys, if it was, you know, that's under 500, that's in the eighth spot. I thought the Toronto Raptors were going to be a good team. They're 4-7, but look, they're in the eighth spot, you know, right now in the playoffs. It's a dirty game. Once again, I have to say this on the sidebar. We had a kid score 119 points. Division three. Excuse me, 109 points. Division three. He averaged 90 points a game this season. He go to Grinnell College. Division three. Are you kidding me? 109 points. It's just different. Yo, Ro, what you feel about that 109 points, man? Was that, I mean, should he get a shot in it to get a try in the NBA with that 109 points? You know, he scored 100, over 100 last year, too.
Yeah, the first time we heard about this kid, he scored 138 last year. And now this year, he just scored 109 already. And, you know, should he get a shot in the league? We know he's not going to get a shot in the league. I mean, it ain't no defense being played over there, man. I think this guy only like 5'10", 5'11". He ain't even that tall. So, you know, you get somebody like Ron Artest, or you get somebody with some long arms like Sean Marion and these guys who be really defending the ball. Matt Barnes, somebody who act crazy. He don't know what to do with that. You know what I'm saying? So it would be, it would definitely be difficult for him to get his shot off regardless. 109, man, let me jack up 43s. I can score 100 real easy. You know what I'm saying? I can get at least 23, 24 of them. I can definitely do that, especially from the same spot. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. 109 points. Wow. Averaging 90, you say, this season. Damn, that's a hell of an average. I wish there could have been a season where I averaged 90. You know what I'm saying? Might not have ended up at Grand Canyon University. You know what I mean?
Whew. But listen, he got the right name for it. Jack. He's a Jack artist. Jack Taylor. He's jacking beats, man. He's jacking up shots. I wanted to soak his arm after the game. He shoot more shots than Kobe.
Kobe, LeBron, and D-Wade put together. That's just on three.
We're not talking about practice. We're talking about the game. He take those many shots in the game. We're not talking practice. You know, speaking of NCAA basketball, Let's talk about Division One. A new top 25 came out. Your top five, you got Michigan State 1, Kentucky 2, excuse me, Michigan State 1, Kansas 2, Louisville 3, Kentucky 4, Arizona 5. And Duke, after losing, they were 4, now they've dropped down to 6. And, Ro, we've discussed this. Do you think after watching those 4 teams, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think Duke is going to make it. I don't think Duke is going to make it to the Final Four. Yeah. That's just me.
I mean, we got a long way to go. You know, Coach K really know how to be a leader of men. And if anything, I think he would be the one, like Tom Izzo, that's going to have his team ready when the time comes. Yeah, they might not make it to the Final Four, but they're going to be ready, and anything can happen once you make it to the tournament.
Anything can happen, but, you know, this is the streets is talking with this twisted hip-hop, and it's coming from a street perspective. So let's keep it street. One thing about Duke in the last 10 years, they haven't had a guy that doesn't have a little street in him as well. It doesn't matter if he's white. It doesn't matter if he's black. He just don't have a little street in him. You feel me? And I think that's where they're lacking. Christy Leitner, he had a little street in him. Bobby Hurley, he had a little street in him. Grant Hill, he was nasty, man. Had a little street in him. So these guys don't have that, and I don't think they have the grit to win it all or to get to the Final Four. That's just me. It could change. And I know, just like I said about Julius Randle, is that we can't judge these guys after 3 games, so we don't know. But I just don't know. Out of those teams, will I see Duke, you know, cutting nets down? That's just me, though. But are you surprised that North Carolina lost this weekend? Are you shocked?
No.
To a team that's right. That team that's ranked 89th in the poll?
No, because they actually play who? They play Belmont. Belmont is a pretty good shooting team. We saw that last year in the tournament. And, you know, without P.J. Harrison, you know, and a couple of other guys, they weren't ready for that. They were playing with second and third stringers from the jump, and it was just, it wasn't good. It wasn't good at all for them boys. So, you know, I just believe that, you know, it's best for you to take these losses now so that way, you know, these coaches who know how to coach can figure out who they can play and who they can't play early because, you know, when it's time to go to the tournament, man, it's going to get ugly and it's definitely going to be something to – You know, it ain't going to be no easy test, man, trying to cut these nets down, you know?
Well, not so fast, my friend. They don't get a pass. You talk about second and third stringers, you're right. So if you're at Carolina, your second and third string can start for maybe any school in the country. You're still supposed to win that game. Come on, man. You still got to win that game. It's about to get ugly down in Tar Heel country. Watch out for Roy Williams losing his job in the next 2 years if he don't get it together.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have a couple of star players playing. Belmont is not don't let that 89 confuse you, man. Belmont got shooters from 1 to 5. And that, it's all right, man. It wasn't cool to lose at home, breaking the 66 non-conference game streak, you know, to a halt, but... Yeah, but come on, man. You know, it's parity nowadays. These guys are going to other schools, you know?
I still can't give them a pass. You don't lose those games. That's why you schedule those games.
So you saying UNC need to pack it up?
They don't need to pack it up, but they already home. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. It's your boy, L. Boogie.
T-Roll, Juelz, and G. And for them teams that ain't really ain't going to no BCS game, we want to send you this song. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Let's go.
Shadow level, they need oxygen to John. Don't they know that they spawn? Don't they know that I yawn? Only time they excitin' is when they mention it, Sean. You seen single white female when she got a hair blonde. Sometimes I look at these rappers, the movie remind me of them. Somebody turn these boys off. Don't they know that I'm on? Can't they see that it's foolish to try to kill me with song? What the fuck are they hollering? You killing me softly. You talk me to death. Only thing you can see, Tom. I open the door for them. What else can I do? These niggas want me to walk for them. Somebody talk for them before I go off for them.
They want me to fall. Fall from the top. Top. They want me to drop. Drop. They want me to stop. Stop. They want me to go.
Go.
I'm already gone.
Already.
Sitting them on.
Hey.
I'm already home.
I told them about fish scale, they want me to fish for them. They want me to catch clean and cook up the fish for them. All it is just for them, or they got a diss for him. They want me to disappear like it's gon' shit for them. They say that I'm in the way, they want me to sit for them. But what they admitting is they ain't got shit for him. And really the fact is, we not in the same bracket, not in the same league. Don't shoot at the same baskets, don't pay the same taxes, hang with the same bitches. So how am I in the way? What is it I'm missing? Nigga, I've been missing. Nigga, I've been gone. The shit that you just witnessed is this I've been on. And that's for the critics. Tell me I don't get it. Everybody can tell you how to do it. They never did it. Now these niggas is mad. Oh, they call me a camel. But I'm master the drought. What the fuck? I'm an animal. Half man, half mammal. My sign is a fact. This is just what I plan to do. Oh, don't be mad.
Oh, they want me to fall.
Fall
from the top.
Top.
They want me to drop.
Drop.
Stop, stop, they want me to go.
Go,
I'm already gone.
Already,
then I'm on.
Hey,
I'm already home.
Hey, I'm already home. Hey, I'm already home. Hey, yeah. I'm already home. I'm in the hall already, on the wall already. I'm a work of art, I'm a Warhol already. On another level, on another plane already. H-O-V, I got my own lane already.
Already.
I done cooked up the rock already. So why the fuck can't y'all get hot already?
Already.
Put your name in the pot already. Niggas compare me with Biggie and Pop already.
Already.
Like I'm gone already, and I am, nigga, I'm already home already.
Already.
If y'all can't already see, I ain't worried about y'all, cause I'm already me.
Already.
Yeah, do you already? Enough with the complaining boo-hoos already. Eat food already, ain't nothing given, you gotta claim your shoes already. Yeah, so in summation, I don't know who you racing, I'm already at the finish line with the flag waving. Come on.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Juelz the GT Roll. And I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, what a Monday. You know, we call this Mad Monday. Before we continue, recap of the show. We talked a little NCAA football. What intrigued you over the weekend? We had the big, you big dummy segment. Georgia secondary, you big dummy, 4th and 18. As your coach would always say, knock it down. NFL football, what intrigued you? We had a couple interesting questions. Colin Kaepernick, are you concerned about his struggles? RG3, why is he blaming the coaches? After their first loss, are you doubting the Chiefs? to the league take notice now of the Seattle Seahawks with Percy Harvin back in full strength? Mr. Jack Taylor, 109 people, Division III, Jack Taylor, and he averaging 90. Should an NBA team give him a shot? Street question of the night. Should any NBA team give Jack Taylor a look in the NBA? That's the street question of the night. And you had Stanford getting knocked by USC. They had Matt Leiner leading them out, bro. They had Matt Leiner leading them out the tunnel. Don't forget, when you walk the aisle, woo! To beat a man, you gotta beat the man. It's frenzy. And like I said, today, November 18th, 2013, it would have been Lenny Bias' 50th birthday. Shout out to my man Lenny B, man. He was a Maryland Terrapin. He got drafted by the Boston Celtics, and he died on draft night of overdose of Gayo. Peachy, get the Gayo.
Sniffing that powder.
Tastes like candy.
Ow.
Well, shout out to Lenny, though, man. Shout out to Lenny.
Had the cameo jockstrap on and everything. Getting high. I just got drafted, bitches. Let's get high.
In the dorm room. It was tragic. Also, big dummy, I want to give a big dummy to Virginia State at a luncheon. At a luncheon, they beat up the quarterback of the opposing team. They jumped him.
Winston-Salem State.
They can't even participate in the playoffs because they want to jump the quarterback. You big dummy. Yo, Ro. What do you think about that situation, man?
Well, we got to clear the air up because, actually, Winston-Salem State actually went ahead and made the playoffs. They're going in as a 4 seed, whereas Virginia State, they didn't make it at all because they were the lowest seed coming in. And Rudy Johnson, poor Rudy Johnson, he went into the bathroom, take a leak. And, you know, a couple of players in there. You know how it is for the conference championship game, Boogie. You had lunch and you had dinner with the opposing team, you know. Introduce yourselves to one another. You know, you might be friends from here on out. But instead, these guys, instead of exchanging numbers, they decided to exchange punches. And it got so hectic in the bathroom that, you know, the quarterback took the most of it, man. And they have arrested one guy. His name is Lamont Britt. And right now he's being charged for busting a salty upside the head for talking trash in the men's bathroom. Now, we know everything goes down in the bathroom. There ain't much room. So you got to get it in where you fit in. And I guess one was just better than the other. So I give a big shout-out to Winston-Salem State for being able to, you know, still move on to the playoffs. They come in as a 4th seed. They're going to play next Saturday, you know, in the Division II playoffs. And hopefully they'll be able to do good. And guess what, L Boogie? That's your boy Stephen A. Smith, alma mater, too. That's where Stephen A. Smith went to, Winston-Salem State.
It's ugly. I know Stephen A. was going off in the studio about that situation. He had to. It got ugly. I mean, two black schools, and look what we're going to. These guys, we're supposed to be teaching these guys
sportsmanship, and, you know, even though we can't be enemies on the field, we can't kick it off. So it's a lot of, you know, bad blood going on. It looks like, you know, the movie Drumline.
Man, I'm trying to figure out what the hell were the rest of the Winston-Salem State players. Why was the quarterback, dog? You got to protect the quarterback in the bathroom, at the dinner table, on the field. Nigga, when you, boy, look, you bodyguarding when he getting some head outside by the bus. You don't supposed to protect the quarterback at all times. Where the hell was his help? They just let him get beat up and fall number one.
What did Alpo say in the movie paid him for? What's the use of you having soldiers if you ain't going to use
them? Yeah, man, that's sad. That's just sad. Poor old Rudy Johnson.
The quarterback was not throwing good passes off the field. And you know when I say off the field, you know what I mean by throwing passes. So he must have not really been contributing the ball like Jameis Famous Winston, if you know what I mean. So that must have been going down like that. That's what I don't know what's going on. Like you said, where's the help? You need more people.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's just sad, man. But at least one team is moving on, you know what I mean? Everybody can't do it, and, you know, it's just sad that, you know, a guy really had to get arrested for it. You know, you can have some pushing and shoving, but you can't have to where, you know, you beat a guy bad, you know what I mean? I mean, they beat it so bad they had to tell on old boy that they whooped his ass. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I just can't believe he didn't have no backup. What's the backup?
Yeah, very, very much so. I mean, it got to the point where they start bringing up charges. My baby! You know, the parents are probably like, my baby, that's my baby. So, I'm very intrigued. Coach is on the hot seat, Ro, before we move on, because I want to say something about Pop Warner football. You know, the show is about the streets, and we've been talking, and right now there's a percentage of Pop Warner football going down to, you know, it dropped. Since 2010, it has dropped 20%. Are you concerned about where football is going right now with 20% of the Pop Warner dropping?
No, but you know we were going to have a drop in that percentage, man, now that the real information about, you know, these concussions and these serious injuries that you can sustain from playing this sport. You know, El Boogie, when we played, with some of the callers who called in who played, you know, man, we knew what we were getting into. You know what I'm saying? It's not like our parents really forced us to play. We did it because we had some homeboys who we felt that was my brother. I want to play with this guy. You know, I want to win a championship with this dude. And you don't have that anymore. Guys are not playing for the love of the game anymore. It's too much involved with playing the game of football now. And with the injuries that you can really get from playing this game, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, there are parents out there that are us now. You know what I mean? That are looking at our kids like, nah, I'm not going to have you go through that injury. You know what I'm saying? I can remember when I had a broke leg, or when I had a dislocated shoulder. You know, even though it can happen in everyday life, it'll happen more in a contact sport like football. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised that the numbers are going down. You really have to love football in order to play the game, man. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be a lot of injuries and it's going to be a lot of contact that come with it from the time you start to the time you finish. You know what I'm saying? And there are some injuries and some wounds that take a year to heal because you never give it proper time to heal right. So it's just, yeah, I'm not surprised that the numbers are going down, and I'm not concerned because the 80% that are playing football, they love football, and they're going to keep it alive, and that's what we need. We need that 80% to keep it going, keep fueling the fire, and, you know, later on down the line, when some of these rules, you know, change and some of this information is more on the positive for us, there'll be that pickup again where, you know, Pop Warner be right back where it used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then the way the rules are right now, I wouldn't be concerned because they're showing, you know, coaches to get certified. If you can't see it, don't hit it. So I think, you know, especially with the rules, I think that it's in good hands. The only thing, though, when you change a little bit of the brand, I don't know, is it still going to be wanted to be watched? You know, we are accustomed to collisions. That's what we want to see. We want to see guys get their head knocked off. Let's be honest. We like to see guys get hit and on a stretcher on a, going home on a, from a concussion. Let's be honest. That's football.
Yeah, that's why I really enjoyed the way Drew Brees got hit. And the more I looked at it, you know, the more I keep looking at that it was clean. And that's what I want to see. It's not many times that a defensive player is able to get a nice little hit on a quarterback. And he was able to definitely make the right hit the right way on a major stage. And it makes the NFL understand that, you know, yeah, that was clean. And if they find Ahmad Brooks, man, that's just bad. That's just bad.
Very bad. So, you know, I'm not too opposed of it at all. But as you see, the league is cleaning up some things, and they're cleaning up a lot in college. If you go into a receiver or a defensive pair with your, the crown of your helmet, you will be disqualified for the rest of the game in the first half of the next. So, yeah, you might not get game checks, but if you're a player that's, you know, trying to get looked at, there's your money right there losing playing time. So, very interesting. They also have that rule in high school. So,
right.
Yeah, man.
Back to Jack
it's
Taylor.
Ugly.
Back to Jack Taylor and the question of the night. Man, why would you even pose that as the question of the night, L. Boogie? Come on, man. D3, I don't even know one D3 player in the league right now. I don't even know a D3 player that even got a shot. And it's driving me crazy that a guy in Division III can get some pub on SportsCenter because he scored 138 last year and 109 this year. I mean, there's just something wrong with that pitcher. You don't see any D1 player scoring 40, let alone 100. So he has to be the only guy, you know, what did he have, 109 and then some, the rest of the team had 61? Come on, man. Your team suck. That means you get the green light. Give me the ball. At 40, I can shoot, put up 100. I'll tell you, let me shoot 43s, Elbrook. I'm going to show you how to drop them like it's hot. I'm going to hit at least 13, 14 in a row before I miss, if I get hot. You know what I'm saying? So it's just,
let me do it 40 times. What Jay-Z said, I'll show you how to do this, son.
You know? But it's just, he is not going to get a look in the league. Like I said, put one of them big boys. Hell, put Boris Diaw on that fool. Boris Diaw would shake him down. I mean, you just think, put Kyrie Leonard. Leonard would shut him down. Kyrie Irving, shut him down. Swerving Irving would shut him down. Jack Taylor can't hold no CP3. This dude can't hold no Russell Westbrook. She want to give him a shot just so he can steal a check. A white boy who can shoot just steal a check. And he ain't got no rules for these, no rule. Jimmy Fredette is a hell of a, was a hell of a college shooter, and he riding a pine. And Jack Taylor ain't no Jimmy Fredette.
Well, hey, you know, he's getting his passport ready. You know, so he will be making money somewhere. He's going to get his passport ready. He'll go overseas somewhere and get a couple dollars. So
Exactly.
But maybe for a publicity stunt, maybe he'll go to somebody's D-League and get cut, and, you know, just for a publicity stunt.
D-League?
So,
that nigga better just quit when it's all said and done.
Get your sheepskin, baby, and keep getting on SportsCenter. Because as you see, you got a segment on the streets is talking. Oh! Man, when we come back from commercial, we're going to go into the asylum, see if we can get somebody to shake the spot. And then we're going to end the show, give our shout-outs. So, Raw, give us something to glide to before we come back. Man, it's Monday. And once again, like I said, man, if you didn't know him, Lenny Bias, he would have been 50 today, 5-0. Lenny Bias, shout out to you, man. November 18th, my man Lenny Bias. 347-855-8896. If you want to log on, hear yourself or hear the show, blogtalkradio.com/The Streets Is Talking. Mondays and Fridays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You already know. Your boy, UL's the G, T-Row, L Boogie. Let's go. Streets is talking.
Yeah, L Boogie. We see you, Valentino. We see you, Al. We coming to you right after the break.
Some of the best fruit from out of the bag. Unwrapped it quick, then we wrapped it quicker. And sealed it with the liquor to make it thicker. To slow down the pace so I don't burn my trees up. I'm already stuck. Life shackles on my feet. The sticky won't let me stand up. But we can still have a ball. The strawberry coffee, a little bit of dipper. Make a whole shake out of draws. Even got some purple stuff that stick on the wall. I ain't playing with y'all. These ain't no pantyhose. I don't want no runs in the blunt. So I'm smoke with those that try to smoke my weed up. So follow me, but don't lose your grip. Cause you slip, you definitely won't be on this shit. And I'm gonna smoke one flip, then I'm gonna smoke two splits. And by the time you know it, I done smoked 10 flips. I'm not a Martian, but I'm hotter than Wayne than ever been. Off that OG car kick, getting blowed away. Expression on your face is priceless. From AZ to Z, we got the good green bright shit to make you feel right. Shit, beat it up all night. Shit, I stepped off the mothership and jumped on the mic, bitch. Now I'm walking on the clouds, playing with the stars. We gon' smoke an ounce of Kush, fuck buying out the bar. Purple Romulan, strawberry cream, Luke Skywalker, and the price is right. It's all Bob Barker. I've been eating edibles and I can't move. I'm glued to the chairs, hard to walk in concrete shoes. My eyes are open, my body's numb. A lot of fine bitches in here. I'm with the baddest. I'm in the club with the vaporizer pen smoking wax. I know some of y'all saying, some Georgians and shit, you ain't ready for a doctor. Prescribe the antidote for the medical. Next time you see me, follow your nose, and you'll find me in the back of the show getting blown. Cause we go.
Twisted Talk and Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Yo, I see them bars shaking, bro. Who we got coming in, man? Who is this? It's L Boogie. Streets is talking. Who is this and where you calling from?
Nah, what's up, L?
What's the deal, Al Mighty?
What's going on?
Man, tell me what you think, man. What's going on? I know you've been listening to the show, the NFL, the NBA. This guy, Jack Taylor, scoring 109. Give me your comments.
Jack Taylor scored 109. Come on, man. Where? In a Muni League game? I mean, a CYO game? Man, that's garbage, man. This is getting pathetic, man. How many points does he score, man? This stuff be pathetic, man. Come on, man. You kidding me, man? They just be I'm not prejudiced, but check the color of this game, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Street.
Come on, man.
What's up with your Browns? Come on now. Look at your faces.
Right. Well, bottom. We still the best. We the best in the nation. Best place in the nation, man. Right here, man. We still here, man. And we don't turn black and gold purple this weekend, man. Watch. Don't worry about it. We still in the hunt. If we was in the Cowboy division, we'd be fighting for first place. How about that?
Yes, you would, but unfortunately, you're not. You're in the AFC, and it's not looking good.
In our division, better than y'all's. Now, how about that? Put it down.
Pick
up the cow chips.
So ask Jerry Jones about 2.1 billion. Y'all ain't in the bees. Y'all still rocking millions.
Man, you better be for real. My man on all the pilot stations. Man, where you go get gas? Where you go get you some gas at? He owns it. Trust me.
I already know him and the Bushes. They got all of them.
We got the right people up here, man. I got something on my mind, though, Al. I want to outrule three-pointers in high school and in college. I want to rule it out. I want to rule it out, Al.
Talk to me.
All right, when you first started playing, did you have three-pointers?
No, I did not.
T-Row, did you have three-pointers? But T-Row might be a little young. I don't know. He's still out in Dallas, so he might be still young.
When I first, I had to warm up to it, too. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to understand.
I'm in the class.
The kid's skill levels done dropped, man. I've went to a couple of these little games, man, watching these kids play, man, they gain, and all they thinking about is a three-pointer. The biggest dudes out here want to shoot threes. That wasn't happening back in the day. Ain't no skill level. Nobody goes down low. Nobody goes to the hole. On a fast break, you pull a three. Come on, man. Outrate it.
I agree.
Now you got to learn to play basketball. You got to get an old-fashioned three-point play to win the game. You got to get an and-one. How do you get an and-one? You got to go to the hole, right?
Right, yes.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's turning basketball.
My bad. I was going to say the kids today don't want to learn the fundamentals like we were eager to do when we were coming up. You know what I'm saying? And so the fundamentals have really gone out the way. I see some guys at some of these basketball courts out here, and the way that they shooting the ball, the form, you be like, I know that's not going in. And they make it. It's like you say, they just go to the three-point line, and they practice these old crazy turnarounds, and you be like, I know that this not going. And it's like, where is the skill level? I feel you, bro, because I'm not even playing defense on these youngsters no more.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, I love that Thug Good and Sore Young Boy is a rocking step. Man, I don't even know what a rocking step is, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Not there anymore, brother.
A reverse, they don't know what a reverse pivot is. You know, it's
man, come on, man. I ain't never seen so many young dudes stand straight up dribbling the ball. Thinking they about to take you out the dribble, stand straight up.
You're correct.
Stand straight up, man. I'm
very
really pissed
point.
About that, man. I'm
you
really
take
pissed,
point
man.
Line away, the kids going to lose their mind. They ain't going to know how to score points anymore.
Oh, for real? No, but that's what they got to do. They got to get that mid-range game together. Learn to shoot from everywhere on the court minus the three-point line.
You know? Hey, let me ask you this, man. How you think the NCAA football is going to shake up? You think that Alabama and Auburn in the Iron Bowl, you think Auburn has a chance to do the almighty upset?
Nah. Not right. Nah. I think, hey, man, while you're sleeping, Florida State mess around the slip. They want to throw Baylor in the number two so bad because Ole Miss only got number three by a vote this week, man. By about two votes, man.
Right.
They might. They want to throw Baylor in number two so bad, man. So, and then another thing, man. Why when a team get good, the NCAA want to start probing. Now they probing Florida State because of the little. They probing them, man. They start probing them.
Yeah.
You
the
know
incident.
You smell the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, hold on. They was just down at the bottom of the list. How they blow back up? They in Florida, man. They get kids, man.
Yeah.
That's how they blow back up. Y'all always worry about the wrong things. You got a dude down there named Johnny Manziel that got $5,000. You got a dude named AJ Green that sold his jersey for $500, and he got suspended 5 games. This guy got suspended a half. Come on, man.
Right.
Y'all backwards, man. Y'all really backwards, and you're shooting at the wrong things.
Yeah, they trying to tighten it up. They done messed up so bad, they got to tighten it up. Let me ask you this. Famous James guilty or they going to give him a pass?
Man, come on. What color is he?
From a streets perspective.
Yeah, what color is he? Real talk.
Yeah.
What color is he?
It happened in December 2012, and now all of a sudden they want to pull it out in November 2013. What the hell?
Okay, what colors?
Yeah.
All that be swept under the rug. You ain't heard nothing. Wait a minute, I want to say one point. This is why I asked you what color he is. Have you heard anything else about the dude in Philadelphia, the wide receiver? Have you heard anything?
No.
No.
Have you heard anything?
No.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you're right.
The league of the Rubik's Cube is a lot of colors, man. And one color really get over on in that league, man. In this whole thing called sports, man.
They got me caught up in the matrix.
Well, I'm telling you the truth. You actually, I'm telling you the truth. Color matter, man. I don't care what you say. They can say whatever they
no
want.
Question.
Unless you go to the white party with Kanye and Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? You go to the white party with them. Then they give you a break. They give you a fast break point to a certain extent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to put it out there, man. It's the truth. They can't say it on ESPN. They can't say it nowhere else. But we can say it right here.
Absolutely.
And the streets is talking for real.
We don't mess around. Big brother, you know we love
yes.
you, man. Time is running out, man. We down to our last 10, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. You got it.
Yeah, I called y'all soon as I got off work, man. I had to call in.
Man, you know I'm glad you blessed us with the love. You know what I mean?
And that Martin dude is a hootie tootie, man.
That's the big brother I listed, ladies and gentlemen. Keeping it real, from a streets perspective. He said it ain't nothing but a Rubik's Cube in the league, and it's only one color that get over, L Boogie. Did you hear him preach on that one?
Like Jay-Z said, and excuse me, they got me caught up in the matrix.
You know what I mean? Boy, speaking the truth, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, let's keep it rolling before we got time to get out of here because we still got one more call to do after this one. Yo, Green Eye, what's the deal, baby? What you doing? What's the deal, baby?
I'm watching New England, Carolina, flipping through channels, watching NBA games and college basketball and talking shit, drinking vodka, and smoking good.
Already. That's what's up, man. That's
what's up. What are we talking about tonight, guys? Let's do it.
Well, man, you know, it's been a lot of hot topics, man, but there's L Boogie. Let me ask him this question first, man. There's one question I want to ask you, man. What's the situation in your mind with the Miami Dolphins? Should them boys leave it alone? Should they let Incognito come back? You know, what's the deal with that, man?
I'm going to say this on the Incognito and Mark tape right now. You're going with this anti-bullying initiative all around the world, man. We're preaching to these kids about anti-bullying. They're having all of these programs and these schools and things. They got to make an example out of Incognito, bruh. And the reason why is because it's a lot of kids that watch sports, man. So they see this shit. So we talking about anti-bullying in schools, parents is preaching it, you know, teachers, after-school workers, coaches, all of this. They make an example out of everything in the sports world. This is a perfect example right now to set an example with this anti-bullying shit, no matter what people say, what they think. Let's take advantage of this opportunity right now. Incognito might not ever play another down in professional football again. But guess what? Neither would a kid, Mark.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy, man. I appreciate your insight on that because we ain't talked to you in a hot minute, so I wanted to get your side on that. But now moving on to this NCAA football, man, we done seen Auburn get away with a lucky one. The Pac-12 is beginning to cancel themselves out. The Big 12 just might be canceling themselves out, even though Baylor is trying to jump up there. What's your thoughts on that BCS and how you think it's going to shape up?
Man, what we got? Two games left in the regular season and then the championship games?
Three games.
Man, who
we
knows,
two games
man?
Left.
Just thinking
two
years
games
past.
In the championship.
Huh?
Two games in the championship.
Right, two games in the championship. That's what you got. And within those two games, man, anything can really happen, man. So I'm not even going to say if he's going to play in the championship game right now. Like, you know, your previous caller mentioned Baylor jumping the Buckeyes, and that could happen this week when they beat Oklahoma State. That could very well happen. But in the next couple of weeks, man, you never know what's going to happen, man. This whole Jameis Winston situation down in Florida State. I heard you guys talking about Auburn possibly beating Alabama. That could happen. Alabama could lose in the SEC championship game. Man, you never know, man. So I'm going to hold off on my predictions of the championship game until I need to see a little bit more right now, really.
What do you think about your Cleveland Browns going up into down to I-71, laying an egg in Cincinnati? What's your thoughts?
Hey, L, can you say it for me one time, L? Can you say it for me one time, man?
Look at their faces.
You know it. Look at their faces. Wow, man, we laid an egg down there, man. We laid an egg down there, man. This is crazy, man. I think that yesterday kind of it probably sucked the wind out of a lot of them guys, man, possibly the way it all went down. I think we might be looking towards the draft now after that game. I don't know what we're going to do against Pittsburgh. Tied with Pittsburgh and Baltimore now. All of us got the same record. We're going to see what they do on Sunday. Pittsburgh done won two in a row. Could they come in here and win three in a row? Would it be the same old Pittsburgh versus the Browns, or will the Browns stand up and get a victory? I'm not sure, man. But after that game yesterday, I'd be surprised, man. I don't know. I had to see, man. I had to see. But it's over with.
Look at their faces.
Damn, put them on the back burner like that.
Look at their faces.
So now you
say it so eloquently, I do add my shirt, my good fellow.
Look at their faces.
It was terrible, man. I don't even want to talk about that shit anymore, all right? The last time I called here, I heard you guys talking about NCAA basketball. I told you guys that Michigan State would beat Kentucky because of the coach. It was too early in the season for Kentucky's young guys to be playing that game. Later on in the season, when they match up again in the tournament, they'll probably get them in.
What do you think about the three freshmen? Who you think stands out to you most out of Julius Randle, you know, Drew Wiggins, and Jabari Parker?
Damn, can I have all three of them? man, I don't know, man. Like, they all very, all three, man, talented young guys, man. This going to be this draft is going to be stocked for players, man. I can see why guys or teams would revert to dumping salaries and getting guys out of there, you know, kind of like they say, tanking the season. Because there's some guys out here that you can build your team around, man. So, shit, I mean, good business decision if that's what you choose to do, knowing that you weren't really going nowhere. So, I mean, it's a lot of talent, man. All them guys are very talented, man. Very talented.
And like I keep telling people, your season doesn't start until 2014 when LeBron starts his new venture. Whether it's still with Miami and those guys will be gone, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, your future starts then. So you might as well just hold, you know, build until you get to 2014, in my opinion.
All right. And if you notice, a lot of teams have done that, really. They gear towards 2014. A lot of teams got a lot of money coming up. A lot of teams have been dumping salary the past couple of seasons in hopes that they can land a guy like LeBron or Carmelo. Well, whoever, the top-notch guys, that's going to be crazy. It'll be interesting, man. This sports shit, just all of them, period, is all interesting, man. You know, because every
that's
year
why,
you get something different, man.
That's why you're on the streets is talking, because we're going to keep it from a street perspective. And if the world don't know, you know, the Green Eye will be in the studio next Monday. So for the world, if you don't know, we'll have Green Eye in the studio. He'll be out here kicking it with us, you know.
Look at their faces.
And getting a suntan. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, man, special shout out to the Green Eye. Green Eye, you know, I'll call you, you know what I mean, after the show in a couple day or two. So big up. And we appreciate you always calling in and chirping, you know, great points about the anti-bullying and your synopsis on the show. We appreciate you.
No doubt, man. Y'all boys keep doing what y'all doing, man. Doing a hell of a job, man. I always say, keep it moving. Let's go. Momentum is going.
No doubt. And don't forget, Green Eye. Don't forget, before you get on the plane, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Hey, for me.
Damn it, you got that. I think I cut him out. Hold on.
I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell her girlfriend and then her girlfriend.
It's on the pocket.
On the plane. That's what I'm talking about.
They knows about me. They knows about me.
There you have it, Jason Jones.
Hey, he can catch a tan. I just seen him in a bunch of heat. That boy still ain't, he's still the same color. That's my dude. Say, hey, man, we lost the caller, man. I was trying to get Rick on, but he dropped the line, so I don't know. You know how Rick be doing. Rick be in them streets, man. Rick be, you know, tossing and turning left and right and north and south and east and west. You know how he get down, so... Big up to Rick. That's for Ricochet. You know, that's the homie. Ricochet, if you out there listening, man, call back real quick, man. We got about 2 minutes left, man. Get you on. Let you spit that West Coast to a player. You know what I mean? That boy staying in them streets down in Elbow.
Man, that's why we call him Ricochet, man, because he be ricocheting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bouncing off everything left and right. Well, while we waiting on Ricochet, man, I'm going to say what's up to everybody, man. I want to thank everybody who called into the asylum. You know what I'm saying? Everybody checking us out on the web. Much love to everybody in the H-Town down in the D. You know what I'm saying? That's Houston and Dallas. Everybody in the C, that's Cleveland. You know what I mean? Much love.
No.
I've seen some people call from Hawaii, L Boogie. We had some callers from Hawaii just checking us out. Man, peace and love to everybody in Hawaii. Send your boy some of that Maui sand. You know what I'm saying? We only know about that in Hawaii if you ain't never been there, you know. So, but much love to you, L Boogie. Studio guest, my dude Dylan. You know what I'm saying? Keeping us popping around the clouds, you know what I mean? My niece Ray Ray in the studio. You know how we get down, L Boogie. Much love to you, baby. You know how we do it, baby. Jewel, I'm going to hit you on the kite, Pimpin.
No doubt. The boy L Boogie. Man, I want to say a shout out to my man Corey Morgan, man, down in, you know what I'm saying, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, man. He peeked in on the show. My man D Nice down to ATL. Man, the sports officials, I see you. Shout out to Heaven O Youth. OG, I see you. T Nick, Nilly Neil Mitch, I see you. Man, tell the big fundamental to call the show, man. Almighty, I see you. Big ups to everybody. The chef, man, get at us on the Twitter, at LBookie15. Man, we'll catch you. We'll be back out on the yard on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, sharp, ready to get at you. Throw us a kite. Get in the asylum. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. From it with a street perspective. Oh, let's go, Ro. Give us some hot
hold
to get
on,
up out of here.
I got a Twitter, bitch ass. The street, T Ro. Twitter say, just tweet me. I be up all night tweeting this shit. I got a new tweet, bitches.
Tweet, Ro. And we out of here. Let's go. Man, I'm getting ready for Freestyle Friday. Let's do it, Ro.
Just came to act a fool. No.